This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Kyrgyzstan's President Askar Akayev today denies he's resigned from power, a claim somewhat undercut because he was speaking from an undisclosed location after fleeing the country. Protesters drove him from the capital of the former Soviet Republic yesterday following disputed elections a month ago. Kathleen Collins is a Central Asia scholar at Notre Dame University in South Bend, Indiana. Ms. Collins, this is the third former Soviet Republic to oust its leader in the past 18 months, Georgia and Ukraine, also in this region, similar transitions. What's going on?
In Kyrgyzstan, the transition is happening now because these protests have followed on falsified elections in late February and early March, two rounds of parliamentary elections. The democratic opposition that's organized the protests in Bishkek, as well as around the country over the past several weeks, has also learned significant lessons from the successful experiences of protest and peaceful demonstrations and transition in Georgia and Ukraine over the past year and a half.
According to news reports from Kyrgyzstan, one difference is there doesn't seem to be any one leader. There's no central figure in this opposition. Indeed, there are, I guess, a number of groups seeking power there. How do you parse it out?
In contrast to Georgia and Ukraine, where the opposition was fairly unified, in Kyrgyzstan it's been quite fragmented, and these protests have really been quite sudden. We've seen over the past couple of weeks protests starting initially kind of scattered protests in Bishkek, in the capital city. Then there were sort of mass protests that emerged in various regions of the south, then in other different regions of the country on the outskirts, led in part by different clan and different opposition regional factions.
Well, there is an appointed interim leader now. The legislature has kind of reconstituted itself and saying that it's taking power, but I'm not sure that anyone knows who really is in power. Indeed, I'm not sure if Kyrgyzstan knows who's in power.
Yesterday, the old legislature reconvened and named an interim president. Just today, former Prime Minister Bakiyev, who was one of the leaders of the people's movement who led the protests over the past couple of days, has now declared himself the interim acting president and prime minister. So there's contest even within the opposition groups over who is actually the acting president right now.
You know, Ms. Collins, many people in this country, many journalists included, couldn't really find Kyrgyzstan without checking a map fairly thoroughly. Americans don't know much about this place, but in fact, it has strategic importance. There are American military bases there now following the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. This place does matter to this country.
There is one American military base in Kyrgyzstan, as there is next door in neighboring Uzbekistan. There is also a Russian military base in Kyrgyzstan now. It's of key strategic importance to the U.S. operation in Afghanistan and more broadly to the U.S. War on Terror in the region. One of the reasons that the U.S., as well as Russia, is very concerned about the nature of this transition and the instability is that should the Kyrgyz regime collapse, should the state collapse, this could well be a haven for terrorism and for extremism in the region. As many people, I think, have heard about Kyrgyzstan most frequently because it's a central drug route for the transport of narcotics out of Afghanistan to Russia and the West. Both the Russians and the United States are watching the situation extremely closely.
Kathleen Collins, associate professor at the University of Notre Dame. Her forthcoming book is Clan Politics, Regime Transition and Transformation in Central Asia. Kathleen Collins, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.